Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest is a freelance writer and photographer. And who is she? Lisa Myers McClintic. Now, the holiday shopping season is about to hit its peak. Oh, man. Every time that happens, I have to take a deep breath. And if you haven't started yet and are starting to dread the crowds at the big box stores, then why not head to one of the historic downtown districts in your area? Lisa Myers McClintic recently wrote about some of the hot spots in an article for Explore Minnesota. Now, the freelance writer and photographer joins us now on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline to highlight some of these destinations. Welcome, Lisa. How are you?
I'm doing just fine, thanks, but I'm laughing because I feel the same way. I've hit a few stores lately, and I want to hyperventilate and leave right away.
No, it's so true, right? That's why so many people are online, right?
Yeah, it's just there's something about it's like too much and it's too in your face. And if I can find a small town or a downtown, it's just a totally different pace and a different experience. So
the thing I like about small towns when it comes to the holidays is that you find really unique gifts, gifts that don't cost a ton of money. It's just something that makes you smile. You look at it and go, "Aw, I want that," right? You don't see that everywhere, but these small areas where you can go, it's really quite remarkable how they touch your heart. It's very tender when you get a chance to see these new ideas that they have for Christmas ornaments and so much more.
Yep, and when they're locally made, too, or the owner is involved in making something, it connects a memory to that gift, too. So it's not just something purchased. It's tied to a memory and an experience and just makes it that much more memorable.
For those that are new to town, new to the Twin Cities, for Minneapolis, the historic downtown districts in your area is mentioned. And, of course, I want to know, where are they? How many are there that are actually labeled historic?
You know, I've never counted it, but, you know, usually the oldest downtowns tend to be when you follow the riverfront, you know, like Anoka or downtown Minneapolis. If you go to Hastings, St. Paul, Red Wing, I mean, if you find the rivers, those original ways of getting people transported from here to there, that's where you're going to find the oldest downtowns. Like Stillwater is a great example if you don't want to go far and you live in the Twin Cities. I mean, they've got some of the best shopping anywhere in the state, I think, and it's so walkable, and they've always got lots of events and things going on. You can get antiques, you can get clothing, you can, you know, those small town candy stores that smell so good and you walk in the door, children's gifts and things. So that's a great starting point if you don't want to go far. As a travel writer and someone who does a lot of day trips, I tend to want to go farther just because I itch to get out of the house, especially towards this time of year. So it's kind of a nice excuse, too, to find some of those other places within an hour or two of the Twin Cities as well.
Okay, so Lisa, don't direct me to a place where I can get candy. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Don't you love, though, walking into those stores?
And
it smells so good, those copper pots. And, it, you know, actually, if you go online, I mean, there are some amazing candy stores in the state that will ship. I'm blanking out on the one up on the Iron Range that's been around forever, Cane Lakes, I think, and they're connected to the family that has Great Lakes Candy Kitchen up in Knife River on the North Shore. And I mean, there's just so much history behind them, and it's just fun.
Yeah, it's fun and it's great, but it's candy, you know. You know, what about books and that sort of thing? I mean, there are so many places that really offer great gifts, yeah. You know, especially when you look throughout the Twin Cities, throughout the state of Minnesota even. But here in Minneapolis, St. Paul, and so many other small areas as well, it's really quite remarkable what people are making, and they're putting their crafts out there, and people are buying them. They're absolutely beautiful. Sometimes people say, you know, popsicle sticks, you know, it's ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. I've seen some incredible pieces, right, that have been made out of popsicle sticks. And so for me, it's about touching my heart. The tenderness of that one moment you see it and you go, "Oh, that's special." And I'm sure you run into that quite often.
Yes. And the other thing, too, that kind of fits in well with you know, downtowns as well. But, you know, if you're in the Twin Cities, the Minnesota History Center, the Walker Art Center, Minneapolis Institute of Art, I
mean,
all those museums, even county museums have incredible, fun, whimsical gifts and things that are locally made or, you know, really rich in the local history. And I mean, like, I live in St. Cloud, and we've got a wonderful Stearns History Museum up here. And I mean, one of the best gifts we ever got was those little fighting nuns you could put on your hands and they'd like punch each other. Our great aunt just loved those because she grew up taught by the nuns, and she thought that was the best gift. And I mean, she was someone who had everything, and it's like, oh, perfect.
Right. And how does this then, and when you put these two together, right, those small things like you just mentioned, up against the big box stores, you know, all of a sudden, when we're talking about two totally different existence, right?
Yep.
And I don't want to go into the box stores anymore. I don't. So what do you say about that? How do you get us to go back in?
I think, you know, make a day out of it. Make it something that feels good and is enjoyable. One December I went to Chaska and spent the day exploring Chaska. I mean, that's not that far of a drive. You could have a nice, fun, affordable lunch, you know, take a grown child or a younger child. I mean, you can make it into a nice memory. It doesn't have to feel like a chore of shopping if you, you know, kind of switch your mindset a little bit that way. I mean, think of all the people who go like to Duluth now. You know, they do the Bentleyville and some of those, you know, Christmas City of the North parade. And, you know, it turns into more than just shopping. It's like the whole holiday experience. But definitely leave time to just check out those local shops. Like Duluth has Frost River, Duluth Pack, all those wonderful art galleries. You mentioned books, which that's a huge go-to for our family too. I mean, we've always loved like cookbooks and travel books. Mm-hmm. There's so many local authors in this state. I mean, whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, like Doug Wood has a Wild Path book out. He's the one who wrote Old Turtle and is very into nature writing. Patty Wetterling and Joy Baker's Dear Jacob book, that's been doing really well. And the bookstore owners, they know what the best local books are, and they can make stellar recommendations. They're so helpful that way.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I like just the small things at thrift stores. I was just at a thrift store not long ago, and I saw so many wonderful things I could cherish, right? Like I'm playing backgammon again. I used to love that game. And seriously, my honey and I, we started playing it and playing it and playing it, and I'm having a blast, you know, just reconnecting with even checkers, right? People can go to the thrift stores and collect those sorts of things as well. Do you agree?
Absolutely. Thrift stores, antique stores, anything that trips the nostalgia and simplifying things is fantastic. Have you been to Lark Toys and done their Memory Lane walk at all?
No, where's that?
Oh, I love it. It's Lost Art Revival. I can't remember what it stands for. I'm blanking out. I'm sorry, but it's Lark Toys, and it's this phenomenal, basically a mini mall that is south of Wabasha in Kellogg, and they're the ones that have that fabulous carousel that you can ride for like it's $1 or $3,
right. And
there's the otter and the bison and the goldfish and the wizard, but they've got this Memory Lane part, and it has all these glass cases just stuffed with the best toys and games from every era, and it's such a hoot to go through there and just remember that, or my sister had that, or my best friend had that, and I was always so jealous. And it's just hilarious just to stand there and listen to other people walk by too and share their memories, because those memories of toys and childhood are just, they're great. They're so much fun to listen to, and you can buy a lot of the nostalgic toys too if you can't find them at thrift stores, but that's a great place to start looking. And some of them are being reissued, but it's just fun to kind of reconnect with those old memories and why a particular toy stood out to you.
Yeah, of course, I remember ugly ties and ugly socks. Let me tell you something about ugly socks. The thing I love about them, I can tear them up, honey, and just say, I love you, but you have to go now. Because people are going to see you in those socks because they're so warm, right? And then you feel so good in them, and then people go, why, Geraldine, why are you doing that? Why?
Yeah.
There's that. Anything else you would advise people to really look for? Some people will go to the same store that they love every year. I like the idea of spreading out and see what else I can find. You agree?
I do. It's hard not to have your favorite place. I'm kind of a nature geek, so I really like state park kinds of visitor centers and those more nature-oriented stores. But, you know, stick with what you love. If it's books, go for the bookstores. If you're love, like, craft brews, I mean, you could put together some great gifts with just different craft brews and bottles and things, or gourmet sodas. I mean, it's just so many specialty shops. You can have fun no matter what you love.
I agree with that, Lisa. It has been a pleasure having you join us tonight. I hope you get to join us next year as well.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
Right.
I hope you have a good holiday and get to be in the stores that make you feel good and not want to run out the door.
And the website, I understand, is exploreminnesota.com/article/best-holiday-shopping-minnesota-towns. Is that your website?
That's one of the articles I wrote, yes.
Okay.
So I've been writing articles for 20-some years, and I have a new edition of a day trips book coming out next year. So
that's awesome. Congratulations.
Kind of my gig.
That's your thing, man. That's your thing. Well, thank you. I look forward to actually meeting you in person. So thank you, Lisa Myers McClintic.
All right. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. You take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your truth. true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.